ಯಮುನ ತೀರವನಚಾರೀ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನ ತೀರವನಚಾರೀ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನ ತೀರವನಚಾರಿ ರಾಧಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀಚನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರ ಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀಚನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರ ಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನ ತೀರವನಚಾರಿ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನ ತೀರವನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀಚನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರ ಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀಚನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರ ಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರ ಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರ ಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನ ತೀರವನಚಾರಿ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನ ತೀರವನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರ ಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರ ಧಾರಿ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ Hare Krishna. So we are reading this morning from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 7, chapter entitled The Son of Drona Punished, that is Ashwatthama, and text number 15. ಮಾತಾ ಶಿಶೂನಾಂ ನಿಧನಂ ಸುತಾನಾಂ ಮಾತಾ ಶಿಶೂನಾಂ ನಿಧನಂ ನಿಶಮ್ಯ ಘೋರಂ ಪರಿತಪ್ಯಮಾನ ಘೋರಂ ಪರಿತಪ್ಯಮಾನ ತದಾರುದದ್ವಾಷ್ಪ ಕಲಾ ಕಲಾಕುಲಾಕ್ಷಿ ಕಲಾಕುಲಾಕ್ಷಿ ತಾಂ ಸಾಂತವ್ಯನ್ ಅಹ ಕೀರ್ತಿ ಮಾತಿ ಮಾತಾ ಶಿಶೂನಾಂ ನಿಧನಂ ಸುತಾನಾಂ ನಿಶಮ್ಯ ಘೋರಂ ಪರಿಪತ್ಯಮಾನ ತದಾರುದಾದ್ವಾಷ್ಪ ಕಲಾಕುಲಾಕ್ಷಿ ತಾಂ ಸಾಂತವ್ಯನಂ ಅಹ ಕಿರೀಟಮಾಲಿ ಮಾತಾ ಶಿಶೂನಾಂ ನಿಧನಂ ಸುತಾನಾಂ ನಿಶಮ್ಯ ಘೋರಾಂ ಪರಿತಪ್ಯಮಾನ ತದಾರುದಾದ್ವಾಷ್ಪ ಕಲಾಕುಲಾಕ್ಷಿ ತಾಂ ಸಾಂತವ್ಯನ್ ಆಹ ಕಿರೀಟಮಾಲಿ ಶಿಶೂನಾಂ ನಿಧನಂ ಸುತಾನಾಂ Mataji's? Mata Shishunam Nidhinam Satanam Nishamya Ghoram Paritapyamana. Vidadrashva Kalakulakshi Tansantaven Ahakarita Mali. Word to word meaning. Mata, the mother. Shishunam, of the children. Nidhanam, massacre. Sutanam, of the sons. Nishamya, after hearing. Ghoram, ghastly. Paritapyamana, lamenting. Tada, at that time. Arudat, began to cry. Vashkal akul akshi, with tears in the eyes. Tham, her. Santavyan, pacifying. Aha, said. Kirit Mali, Arjun. Translation and by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Draupadi, the mother of five children of Pandavas, after hearing of the massacre of her sons, began to cry in distress with eyes full of tears. Trying to pacify her in great loss, Arjun spoke to her thus. So we'll go to text 16, because this text doesn't have a purport. Text 16, Tada suchaste param rajami bhadre yad brahma bandhu shir atatainaha gandhiva muktir vishikher upahare tvakramme yat snasyasi dagdh putraha. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Arjun is pacifying Draupadi and he speaks in this verse. Translation. O gentle lady, when I present you with the head of that Brahmana, after beheading him with the arrows from my Gandhiv bow, I shall then wipe the tears from your eyes and pacify you. Then, after burning your son's bodies, you can take your bath standing on his head. Purport. An enemy who sets fire to the house, administers poisons, attacks all of a sudden with deadly weapons, plunder wealth, or usurps agriculture fields, or entices one's wife, is called an aggressor. Such an aggressor, though he be a Brahmana or a so-called son of a Brahmana, has to be punished in all circumstances. When Arjun promised to behead the aggressor named Ashwatthama, he knew well that Ashwatthama was the son of a Brahman. But because the so-called Brahman acted like a butcher, he was taken as such, and there was no question of sin in killing such a Brahmin's son who proved to be a villain. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakhaya Chaksharun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतिथानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यद् कृपातमहं वंदे श्री गुरु दीनधारिणं। हरे कृष्णा। सो सीकिंग द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ all the assembled devotees, so that we can speak something for the glorification of the Supreme Lord and for our own purification on this most beautiful verse and section of Srimad Bhagavatam. So seeking the blessings of each one of you. So this is chapter 7. We just began the narration and very beautifully yesterday Maharaj was explaining in the Bhagavatam class about the Mahabharata background from Mahabharata, which led to this stage, how Ashwathama, in order to please his friend Duryodhan, seeing that example of the owl and the crows, khud ullu ban gaya, and then he performed that heinous crime of killing the five sleeping sons of Draupadi. And in this particular section which we are reading today, Arjuna is trying to pacify. We cannot understand. Imagine mothers can probably understand what it means to lose five children. They were young children, so Draupadi was definitely very much aggrieved. And here Arjun is trying to pacify her, and he gives her the promise that I'll bring you the head of Ashwathama, the aggressor. And Srila Prabhupada in the purport explains the six kinds of aggressors: the one who sets fire to the house, one who administers poison, one who attacks with a deadly weapon, one who plunders wealth, or one who entices one's wife. And as Prabhupada explains, that the scriptures say that these aggressors must be punished in all circumstances. There is no question of sin in killing such people, even they may be from Brahminical background or whatever Prabhupada says. Even killing such a Brahmana, because they prove to be a villain, therefore there is absolutely no sin. And ultimately it's for the good of that person. Killing him and punishing him at this point of time is the absolute good. And we need to take stern action. And in the recent past we saw the attacks on our own devotees and society, and so many, all this aggression was done, and all the devotees unanimously protested and performed the sankirtans and protests. So this has been the history in our movement. And in one sense, we see the first Harinam Sankirtan, which began, which was inaugurated by Lord Chaitanya, actually began with a protest march because of the Chand Kazi. So we'll just briefly discuss that today, and how the first protest march was organized by Lord Chaitanya. And actually, in one sense, the Sankirtan, the whole Sankirtan began because of that aggression. And then also today happens to be most auspicious occasion of Bahulashtami. So the, at the end, we'll talk a little bit about the Bahulashtami. And when Mahaprabhu appeared and when he became manifested himself as a devotee, he would perform kirtan every day and every night. And of course, at that point initially only devotees or very few people were allowed for those kirtans. It's like there were certain conditions and Mahaprabhu would personally only select that this person will get the entry. Registration was limited to the registration to yatra was limited. Like these were the conditions Mahaprabhu had said, this person can come and this person can. So that time many envious people were there, so they would criticize the Lord and the devotees that they are performing these sankirtan closed doors, and that's this, the kirtan they are doing is primarily to fill their bellies. Like people would do Durga Puja and they would come for collection, like Ganesh Puja people come for. So the envious people were saying now they don't have money, probably these sentimental people. So they want to fill their bellies, so they are doing these kirtan and then they'll ask for chanda. Oh, kirtan ke liye paisa chahiye. So that's what they were thinking, and some of them were really antagonistic also. They were saying that if these devotees come, I would actually throw them in Ganga. They would talk that let us tie their hands and feet and just throw them in Ganga. And they will ruin our entire village. And some of them would say, actually, we will go and complain to the Qazi and the Muslim government what these people are doing. So, like that, the kirtan was happening. But Vrindavan Das Thakur very beautifully explains that this kirtan which Shachinandan was performing with his devotees, Sankirtana Kare Prabhu Shachira Nandana Jagatera Chitta Vritti Kare Shodhana. That just by performing Sankirtan with the devotees, what was happening is Jagatera Chitta Vritti Kare Shodhana. The cleansing of heart of all the people was happening just by performing of that Sankirtan which Sriman Mahaprabhu was performing. And of course there were many other pious people who were not given entry. So they were regularly requesting devotees. And devotees were very fearful. They were not sure whether whom to allow or not. And we know one or two cases where devotees did allow. Like one of that was our milk drinking brahmachari. He was insisting like that he would actually every day, Vrindavan Das Thakur explains, he would come every day to Srivas Thakur and tell him that at least for a few minutes, let me in. And I am very pure. I haven't committed any sin in this life. And only whatever, Kartik, no, whatever, Vrata, milk only and fruits, that's the thing, no grain. So finally, Srivas Thakur, and of course, Srivas Thakur allowed him. And then we know how Mahaprabhu gave him chastisement and then mercy. And Srivas Thakur's mother-in-law, which he could not stop, so he also allowed, as Maharaj was also yesterday mentioning that. Kali Yuga, you just can't, the relationship. So he gave her entry. So these many requests were coming to different devotees every day that I want to come for kirtan. Every day somebody would come that I want to come for kirtan and like that. But somehow there was not, permission was not granted. And these devotees, those people, the pious people, they would discuss among themselves that because of these atheists, we are getting deprived. Therefore, Mahaprabhu is not coming out and doing his Sankirtan. And some of them were hopeful that one day we will see to our heart's satisfaction and the Kirtan and the dancing of Nimai Pandit. And the daily the devotees would go to see Nimai Pandit, offer some gifts. They would take gifts in the morning, some bananas, sometimes some ghee, sometimes some yogurt, sometimes some garland. So devotees would go every day to the house of Nimai Pandit. And Mahaprabhu would give them the blessings that Krishna Bhakti Ho Sabar. Everyone, all of you get Krishna Bhakti. And Krishna Naam Guna Boi Na Boli Ho Aar. Just chant the holy names of Krishna and his qualities. That was the benediction which Nimai Pandit Gauranga would give all the people. And And Mahaprabhu would tell them that Apane Shabar Prabhu Kare Upadesh Krishna Nam Mahamantra Shunaho Harishe. That hear the holy name and be happy. That was Mahaprabhu's simple instruction, those who came, that hear Mahamantra and be happy. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. And then Mahaprabhu would speak about the glories of the holy name. And in this way, Kaviraj Goswami explains, or Vrindavan Das Thakur explains, that this was Mahaprabhu's prescription for anyone who came to see him, that chant the holy name. So this was like, prescription was already ready. When you go to a doctor with different disease, and then doctor says, okay, prescription is already ready, chant the holy names. That was Mahaprabhu's prescription. And then Mahaprabhu instructed that all of you come together, 5 or 10 of you come together in families and chant Hari Haraya Nama, clap, and in this way gradually start Harinam Sankirtan in your homes. And then devotees started to clap and join, and then some of the devotees realized, okay, we have some nice instruments which they would play for Durga Puja. And then they started playing Kartal and Khol and other instruments. So also that's how then Sankirtan began. And when the Sankirtan began, then the aggression increased also. So as preaching expands, aggression also increases. And we know there were devotees, those who had visited Bangladesh, they were telling that how many Rathyatras they would have every year. More than 50 Rathyatras in Bangladesh. So the preaching expands, the aggression also expands, and that's how this world is. Envious people are there everywhere. So they were there also, and then that time the devotees and the atheists, they were seeing devotees practicing, chanting and performing Sankirtan. And our Sridhar Kulavech, he was like a poor person and he was chanting loudly, and then the atheists would go to him, and then, you don't have anything to eat, you don't have anything to wear. Why are you acting as if you are in ecstasy? They couldn't understand that how can anyone be happy with no money and proper food. This is a dilemma which they couldn't understand. And many of them said that we'll go and tell the Qazi that now what is this happening? Every house they are doing Kirtan. So then finally one of the days when Qazi was on his march, he saw this is something strange happening. This was never happened. They would just do annually Durga Puja. But this seems like they are celebrating regularly Durga Puja. And then he gave the orders that catch anyone chanting the holy names on the streets. And today I will take action. Let us see what Nimai Pandit can do. And he actually beat the devotees who were performing the Sankirtan. He broke the Mridanga. Created the havoc at this place. And he warned them that he'll change their caste. And this was his orders, and he would do the constant marching would happen, and devotees were hiding. And some of the atheists or those who were not allowed in the Kirtan, they were saying, see, this is the result of loud chanting. The Shastra says the chanting should be done in the mind. And now you see, now your ego is going to be smashed. Now Nimai Pandit's ego is going to be smashed. And so the devotees finally were very much afraid. They approached Lord Chaitanya and then they told that this is what is happening in the town and we have no solution. We are so attached to holy name now by your mercy. So we are thinking of probably we leave Navadvip and go somewhere else. But then when Lord Chaitanya heard Kirtanera Bhadashani Prabhu Vishwambara Krodha hoi lena prabhu rudra murti dhar. Mahaprabhu became extremely angry. And rudra murti dhar. And he became like rudra by Lord Shiva. And he roared. And all the devotees who were there, they had to actually close their ears. The decibel levels were more than whatever, 90 or something, whatever more. That they had to just close their ears so that their ears don't. And then finally Lord called for Nityananda Prabhu and he told that all the devotees go and announce to all the devotees that we'll do a mega Harinam Sankirtan. This was never done before. It was only closed doors those kirtans were happening and few groups at homes were happening. But this was the first time and Mahaprabhu proclaimed So in one sense, the first public Harinam began with a protest. And so called for Nityananda Prabhu, and Mahaprabhu proclaimed, let me see what the Qazi do and what the king can do. Today, in anger, Mahaprabhu said, we'll just go and burn his house. Of course, we have to be careful how we perform our sankirtan and protest. Josh mein hosh nahi khona chahiye. It has to be done with caution. And here, Mahaprabhu proclaims that I will shower incessant rain of pure devotional service. And today all the atheists will understand what it means. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes a very brilliant purport in this context. I'll just read a few lines from the purport. He explains that Sri Gauranga Sundar has instructed that one should have unlimited patience, yet in anger he personally assumed the form of Rudra and expressed a desire to destroy the house of those who were opposed to Kirtan. So Mahaprabhu has instructed patience and now he's acting like a Rudra. So how do we understand? So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains, therefore, how can these two contradictory statements be reconciled? Many people may inquire like this. The main principle in chanting the holy name of the Lord is to favorably engage all activities in the service of Krishna, to directly or indirectly support or participate in activities that are unfavorable to the service of Krishna is detrimental to the service of the Supreme Lord. So directly or indirectly support those activities which are unfavorable is detrimental to devotional service. Therefore, the instruction to become lower than a straw in the street and tolerant like a tree is given for the favorable cultivation of Krishna consciousness. The patience and the freedom from material designations meant to support activities that are unfavorable to devotional service are completely opposed to the process of chanting the holy names. So patience, if not in favor of supporting devotional service, is against the process of chanting the holy names. And then the whole announcements was made that we will perform Harinam Sankirtan and nobody should have the slightest of fear. Come in the afternoon, Mahaprabhu proclaimed, after you have had your prasad. Of course, Mahaprabhu was careful. It's going to be a long kirtan, so please take your prasad and come. Of course, nobody had prasadam in their mind. They just wanted to see what they have been eagerly waiting for, to see Nimai Pandit dance and perform Sri Harinam Sankirtan. Everyone was busy making those torches, the small children and to the elderly people, to the young, to the ladies, and were arranging containers where they could take the oil, and then the whole of Navadvip, in one sense, gathered outside the house of Sriman Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu instructed, and three kirtan parties were formed, headed by Advait Acharya as the lead dancer and the singer, and then by Srila Haridas Thakur, and then Srivas Thakur. And when Mahaprabhu was looking at Nityananda Prabhu, he said, I will not leave you, I'll be in your party. Wherever you are there, I will be with you. And all the devotees who were leading were Gadadhar, Vakreshwar, Murari, Gopina, Chagdish, Gangadas, Ramai, Govindanandaji, Chandrasekharji, Vasudevji, Srigarbji, Mukundaji, Sridharji, Govinda, Chagdananda, Nandanacharyaji, Shuklambar, all these expert Kirtaniyas, those who were there in the internal circle, were first time coming out. And it's explained hundreds and thousands of people were there having these mashals and kartals and wampers and kholes and mridangas. And the Lord personally came out and he would, in great ecstasy, he would dance. And everyone chanted the names of Hari and floated in the waves of ecstasy. It was like a euphoria. It was a huge, wild kirtan. The beautiful form of Mahaprabhu, even it's described the amount of crowd it was, that even one mustard seed you would drop, it wouldn't reach the floor. That was the no social distancing was there. There was no need. And of course, everyone was able to see the beautiful golden form of Lord Gauranga, because this was Lord's desire and the eagerness of the devotees to see. So even though those who were far, far behind could see Lord Gauranga's beautiful form, golden form, anointed with sandalwood, with the jasmine flowers in his curly hair, the most beautiful smile garland which was covering over his knees was swinging, when the tears were making his body wet, his arms were raised like golden pillars and hairs on his body were standing. It appeared as if the golden kadamba flower it looked like. And beautiful enchanting teeth and broad shoulders like the elephant. And the chest was having a beautiful Brahmin thread and nose was raised. So that's beautiful. The crowd was just witnessing the beautiful form of Lord Gauranga chanting the names of Hari, and every doorstep was decorated with like those bunches of bananas and clay pots of waters and coconuts and mango twigs. And who did it? Vrindavan Das Thakur explains, nobody knew. Because everyone was busy with Harinam Sankirtan and making torches and other arrangements. So who did the decoration? Nobody knew. So anyways, so all this kirtan was happening, and so every type of people are there in society. So the thieves were thinking, wow, everyone is there outside the homes. So this was a golden opportunity to steal. But when they were moving on the streets to go to the houses, when they heard the Harinam Sankirtan, they were completely enamored. They just couldn't do their thievery. They also joined the Harinam Sankirtan. And the atheists, they were like still not convinced. So they were like, but when they saw Lord Chaitanya and when they saw the crowd, they were, their hearts were shivering. Abhi hamara kya hoga? They were like perspiring. They were also perspiring. And so all the devotees were clapping and playing kartals and wampers, and they were having their mashals and the torchlights. And it's like a whole ecstatic kirtan was happening. But then Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that all the living those devotees who were there actually assumed four arms. One arm they were playing the kartals, and the other arms they were holding the oil and the mashals, and nobody noticed. That is the power of Sankirtan. They were so absorbed, they didn't notice that, oh, this person is having kartal and mashal also both. So that everyone was like that with kartal and vampar and so the kirtan and so this, but they forgot their bodily characteristics and the distress and lamentation. That is the power of Harinam Sankirtan and absorption and devotion, that one forgets one's bodily distress and lamentation when we are on that level of absorption. And Vrindavan Das Thakur explained that all of Nadia floated in the mellows of ecstasy that overwhelms Brahmaji, Anant and Shiva. The earth had never witnessed such an ecstasy. The roads in all the directions were filled with ecstasy. And even the demigods were seeing, and they were fainting seeing this Harinam Sankirtan. And when they got off, many of them took human forms and joined. So that's why more people were there in the crowd. And everyone was praying and chanting, and they were just praying, Janame Janame Prabhu Dehe Eidan. Hriday Rahuk Ei Keli Aviram. That just constantly, Aviram, I just could meditate on this Harinam Sankirtan. This beautiful darshan, this beautiful maddening experience which we are having. That's what also Satyavrata Muni explains, that let us just be absorbed in this one leela of Krishna stealing butter and Mother Yashoda binding. In similar mood, the devotees here were saying that Janme Janme Prabhu Dehi Eidan Hriday Rahu Ei Keli Aviram. That without any rest, just this sight of Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan and participation, that's what the life long it should go, life after life. The husbands forgot their children, the wives forgot their husband. Everyone was intoxicated. Not the intoxication of this world, but this was spiritual intoxication. Stay high forever. That was there. This was real bliss which the devotees were experiencing in Harinam Sankirtan. You don't need any intoxicants to stay high. Just Harinam Sankirtan. What is that? NCB, they should have a Harinam Sankirtan cell along with the whatever counseling they do to inundate in intoxication the people. So in this way, the people were absorbed in chanting, and crazy things were happening. Somebody were making different sounds from the mouth. Somewhere was climbing the trees. Somewhere were catching each other's feet. Some of the devotees tied their shikha, must be long, to somebody's feet. And somebody just embraced. Somebody just climbed on the trees. And somebody was jumping. And somebody was saying, I am Nimhai Pandit. Somebody was saying, I am the resident of Shweta Deep. And somebody was saying, where is Kazi? I'll smash his head. And somebody was calling the name of these atheists which they knew. And, oh, this person, I will see what he does today. And somebody was calling out, oh, Yamaraj, now this Sankirtan is happening. Everyone is delivered. And somebody was calling out, Chitragupta-ji, destroy, delete, shift, delete your records. No records for all of us. So like that, they were just punching the ground, and like different devotees were absorbed in Sankirtan as per their rasas and as per their sobhav. Some were smashing their fists, and some were, so different devotees, different rasas, they were offering their protests and participating in the Harinam Sankirtan as per one sobhav. And let the Qazi come now. Some of them were shouting. And some of them, the atheists, they were hiding. Some ran to inform the Qazi. And they were thinking now the Qazi will do something. But they didn't know the overwhelm this thing was happening. And then the climax, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Gauranga jumped high. And Nityananda Prabhu was always with Mahaprabhu to catch him in ecstasy. But this time, Nityananda Prabhu was unable to catch. And Mahaprabhu was unconscious. And the devotees were chanting and confused, now what to do? This is the pinnacle of our kirtan happening, and we are about to reach. And Mahaprabhu Gauranga remained unconscious for 3 hours. So devotees were deep anxiety, what to do. They were just thinking, this my Pandit is Dhruva or is Prahlad, we don't know, is some special demigod. Anyway, finally Nimai Pandit, just chanting Haribol, he just gets up and he's ready to perform the Harinam Sankirtan again. Then Qazi heard the sounds, he thought it's some marriage party happening. He thought probably some marriage or some ghostly beings are doing kirtan, and he is saying, he sends his people, go and see what's happening, who is transgressing this my rules. And some of his people, they went, and they were, when they heard, some of the devotees were like very aggressively participating. He heard the slogan, kill the Qazi, kill the Sith. Like with the Mahamantra, the kill the Qazi slogan was also going on. So they were like, and they saw millions of people running. So they were not sure what to do. They just immediately ran back to the Qazi and told him that this is something different what you are thinking. This is not some marriage. It's Nimai Pandit, his leader, and he's crying so much. We are not sure actually what is happening. Some are shouting ill names for you. Some are chanting the names of Hari. In this way they were chanting, and some of them are crying, some are trembling. So we really don't know what is happening. Maybe Nimai Pandit lost someone, he's crying for his lost one, some relative died. So we really don't know what is happening. And so in this way they somehow were not sure. And Qazi was still thinking he'll be able to do something. But then by the time he was planning, the kirtan reached near. It was so loud that he realized he was trembling, and he just had to, in one sense, run away. And Lord Gauranga was, this people then just pounced his house and broke away his doors and gates and gardens. And some of those, his soldiers, actually, they were not sure where to run. So they actually joined the Sankirtan. They removed their turban and lowered their faces so that nobody could recognize them because of their appearance. So they just joined the Sankirtan, and some of them were running, and Mahaprabhu was telling, where is Qazi? And I will cut off his head today and break his house. I have incarnated to inaugurate the Sankirtan movement. I will destroy those sinners who are inimical to Kirtan. If even the most sinful person chants the holy name, Mahaprabhu is saying, I'll certainly remember him. But if even ascetic sannyasis, jnanis, yogis do not engage in kirtan, I will destroy them. Mahaprabhu was chanting like this. And finally, of course, long thing happened, and then devotees finally grabbed his feet and told them that, Mahaprabhu, this is not the right time for annihilation. You have adequately insulted the Qazi, and if he opposes again, we'll kill him. But for now, just leave him. And then, of course, Kaviraj Goswami explains the further how things happened. But this is, we saw how the first protest, first aggression led to unifying the devotees and giving the mercy to all the people of Navadvip, which was restricted to few people. Because of this aggression, this Harinam Sankirtan spread more far and wide. So this is an opportunity for us to protest in a sensible way, in a very careful way, within the guidelines. At the same time, expand this Harinam Sankirtan. That's what Mahaprabhu did, took out to the masses, expanded. And today, being very, very special day of Sri Bahulashtami, that's the day where anyone taking bath in Radha Kund and Sham Kund and taking darshan is considered very, very auspicious. You know, hundreds and thousands and lakhs of people assemble in the night of an Ardhanatri Snan is considered very, very auspicious. And of course, we all know our Rupa Goswami Pad explains how that the Sri Radha Kund is the holiest of all the holy places in the entire universe. Mathura is more holier than Vaikuntha because the Lord personally appeared. And more than Mathura is Vrindavan because Krishna performs his Rasa Leela. And more holier than Vrindavan is Govardhan because Krishna performed his lifting and his most intimate Leelas there with Gopas and Gopis. But more than Govardhan is Sri Radha Kund and Sham Kund. Radha Kund and Sham Kund are like the eyes of the peacock Govardhan. It is there that most confidential pastimes of Radha and Krishna take place. Vishwanath Chakravarti explains the Ashtakaliya Leela, especially between around 1040 or some 1048 to 340 something. That's the time where eternal Leelas, Radha and Krishna meet in that Radha Kund and Sham Kund area and perform these wonderful Leelas there. So I was thinking within the next 10 minutes which we have, we will very quickly within our, I shouldn't say, it's a very, very esoteric holy place as we just read. So we do not have the adhikar to speak about that place or the Leelas. But I was thinking within the next 10 minutes, we will quickly do within our mind a quick parikrama of Sri Radha Kund and little droplets of Radha Kund gel. Take a quick bath after that. So if you say this is for my own purification, we're just doing this. And very quickly, if you like, you can close your eyes or open your eyes first and then close your eyes, and then we'll quickly perform this. I have to keep my eyes open to read. So this is the parikrama. Very quickly we'll go to the different holy places. We'll just quickly visit them, offer obeisances, offer quick prayers, and then move on to the next place. As it is tradition, we begin our parikrama by offering our obeisances to the Dhamma, Rakshak the Dham, protector, the Lord Shiva, which is Kundeshwar Mahadev, which is on the south of Sri Radha Kund Sham Kund. So we offer our respects to Mahadev, and from there we begin our parikrama. And then we go to the first beautiful temple of Radha Krishna Puran Mandir. These were the deities of Radha and Krishna, beautiful deities which were discovered by Das Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, while excavating the Radha Kund. These are considered as the presiding deities of Radha Kund, and the temple was there, and a Brahmana was appointed by Das Goswami to worship. In his parampara, that worship is happening. So from there, we move to the Jhulanthali. That's where Radha and Krishna would perform jhula. Today, there is a cemented, like a jhulan type is made there. This is a special place where jhula is made. A special jhula is made with 16 petaled rose, lotus-shaped. Jhula is there in the center. Radha and Krishna and all the Ashtasakhis and Ashtamanjaris, they sit. And one of the set of Sakhis perform the jhulan leela. And after that is the Shishiradha Kunja Bihari, the Gaudiya Mutt, the only Gaudiya Mutt in that area in Radha Kund, where the deities of Radha Kunja Bihari and Shriman Mahaprabhu is there. The Pushpa Samadhi of Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj is also there. And then comes very beautiful place, very simple looking but very beautiful, very esoteric leela, the Malihari Kund. That's the place where Radharani and the gopis would go on the day of Deepavali. Raghunath Das Goswami in Mukta Charit explains that they would come and make necklaces from pearls so that they could eat their cows. So the gopis would come there. So when Krishna heard this, he went there and he saw the beautiful pearls and the gopis. And Krishna wanted to make garland for his favorite cows, Hasini and Harina. And he asked for some pearls. Of course, the gopis teasing Krishna, they didn't give. Krishna asked again and again, they were not giving. Finally, Lalitha Devi gives one broken pearl and then she says, this is for you to decorate the cows. And Krishna was very upset and he asked, but then finally he ran to Yashoda Maya and said, I want to grow my own pearls. Of course, Yashoda Maya explained, you can't grow pearls. This has come from the oysters in the oceans. But then Krishna insisted. Finally, Yashoda Maya gave some pearls and Krishna planted them on the bank of Jamuna. Krishna sent Madhu Mangal to ask for milk from the gopis to water them, milk them. And then, of course, the gopis deny and they laughed. How is it possible? And then Yashoda Mai also tried to convince, but Krishna asked. Finally, Krishna, with the milk of the cows, and then some beautiful little buds were coming, and Krishna was very excited, told Yashoda Mai and the gopis, but they were laughing again. How is it possible? And Krishna he desires things happen, and the pearls were actually growing, and the bushes, the beautiful pearls, very beautiful multicolored pearls, big in size, and Krishna actually personally with his friends made garlands, and he would put on the cows, and to tease the gopis, he would put on the monkeys also, so that there are too many of the pearls. And finally, the gopis were asking, and Krishna said no. And then the gopis decided, we will grow our own pearls, and they asked their families and elders very reluctantly. They gave, and the gopis soaked, and finally the pearls did not come. And they were very much afraid. We have used all the pearls. Abhi wo milega bhi nahi, niche mein pata nahi kya ho gaya. And then finally they think that let us bargain with Krishna. And then they go and bargain with Krishna. And then the whole beautiful leela happened. And eventually Krishna personally makes beautiful garlands and put it in golden studded boxes and inscribe the name of each gopi and gift to all the gopis. So that's a beautiful place that is there, Malihari Kund. And then our most favorite place of the devotees for seeking mercy is the Shiv Khor, that Shiv Pushkarni, where that Jekal pastime happened, very hope-giving pastime. So we offer our respects there to that. And from there, another beautiful Rameshwar, Lord Shiva's Shivaling on the roadside. And then there is a beautiful sandstone temple, Sri Gopal Mandir, which is now managed by ISKCON devotees from Manipur. It's a beautiful deity of, black deity of Laddu Gopal. And the Lord actually appeared in the heart of the king that I want to have my temple here. So can you build a temple? And the king of Manipur made the temple here. It's a beautiful temple. And then there is the beautiful temple of Vakreshwar Pandit's Radha Radha Kant Mandir. His Pushpa Samadhi is there. And he's Vakreshwar Pandit is actually Tungavidya Sakhi, and that's his place basically. Tungavidya's Kunj is the place where these deities are there, Radha, Radhakant, and Mahaprabhu's deities are there. And then we have Radha Shyam Sundar, the Pratibhu Murtis. So all these, many of these, the deities which are in originally in Jaipur now and Vrindavan, those Pratibhu deities are there around Radhakund. Some were established and some were, because on the way to Jaipur, some of the deities were installed or stopped there, halted at Radhakund. So therefore in memory, many of these temples were also there. Radha Damodar Mandir is there. There is the Kunj of Srinivas Acharya. Many of our Acharyas' bhajan kutirs are there in these holy Radhakund Parikrama. Radha Gopinaji's Mandir with Radha Rani and Ananga Manjari. Jahanava Mataji's Baitak, very beautiful, very famous place for the devotees, is there in the banks of Sri Radha Kund. And also one of our Prayojan Acharyas, Raghunath Das Goswami, spent many, many years in Radha Kund performing his bhajan and seva. And his Samadhi Mandir is also there, and his bhajan kutir is also there. And many beautiful pastimes happened. We know how Raghunath Das Goswami would perform his Naam Bhajan there, and some one time when tigers came and Krishna personally was guarding, and then later on one time it was so sunny that Radharani was personally guarding, and Sanatana Goswami saw this and he extolled Raghunath Das Goswami. And that's when Raghunath Das Goswami agreed that a bhajan kutir be made for him. And after that many acharyas, our parampara, they started making bhajan kutir. But this is how one of the first bhajan kutir was made by the Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Then we have Radha Raman Mandir, which has the deities of Revati Balaram there also. Radha Govindaji's, beautiful deity of Radha Govindaji is there, and it's mentioned, and especially when you go in summers, Mangal Arti of Govindaji, you can take the beautiful darshan of the entire form, because the Lord is standing only in Kopin there in Govindaji Mandir in Radha Kund. And then the famous temple, the Jivaha temple, the tongue of Govardhan. We know the famous story when the excavation was happening, where Das Goswamiji wanted to make a well for the local people to use so that they don't contaminate Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. And while they were dugging the kuwa, the well, those who were digging, they came there, there is blood coming out. And Raghunath Das Goswami immediately tell them to stop. And in the night, Giriraj personally appeared and told him, this is my actually tongue. You take out that stone and install it and worship every day with Radha Kund Jal and Tulsi. So that temple is there. So we can offer our respects to the tongue of Giriraj to help us control our tongue. And then we have the Samadhi Mandir of Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Kaviraj Goswami, and Das Goswami. They all left on the same date on three different years, but their bodies were cremated at this place, because that time the fear that these Mughals may, samadhis were not made because of fear. And then some of the ashes were maintained there, and these holy place of these samadhis of our different three acharyas. And then Gopal Bhatta Goswami's bhajan kutir is there. Krishnadas Goswami's, Kaviraj Goswami's bhajan kutir, where he wrote Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. He would hear every day Gaur Katha from Raghunath Das Goswami. And he wrote, that place is also there, Kaviraj Goswami's bhajan kutir, Raghunath Das Goswami's bhajan kutir. And then we walk further ahead. Then we come to the Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's Bhajan Kutir is also there, and very close to Raghunath Das Goswami, and many of his paraphernalia is still there in those places. Then we have the Panch Pandav Ghat, where the five Pandavas were there as trees meditating on Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. And then we have the Lord Chaitanya Gaur Gadadhar Mandir, Samadhi Mandir of Narhari Sarkar. Of course, now that owners have sold that place to local Brajavasi, so that place is there, but there's no monument there right now. Then we have Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakurji's Bhajan Kutir, where from 1900 to 1914 he would come quite often and performed his bhajan. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati would perform his bhajan there. His paraphernalia, his stick is there, his wooden shoes are there, the Pushpa Samadhi of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is there at this place. Then we have Jagannath Mandir. Then we have Darshan of Sri Jiva Goswami's Bhajan Kutir. He was the one who got the land registered in his name, and all the renovation work was done under his supervision. His Bhajan Kutir is there. Then we have the beautiful Lalita Kund. Actually, all the Sakhis, they have their Kunds, but somehow they are not manifest now. Lalita Kund is the only one which is visible, mostly during the monsoon when the rains fill that Kund. So that place is there, Lalita Devi's Kund. And then we have this Lalita Bihari Mandir, Lalita Devi and Mohan, Madan Mohan, that temple is there, beautiful temple. Another Manipur Maharaja's temple is there. And then we have Radha Vinod Mandir and the Gopi Coop, which was used by the gopis, which was eventually excavated by Srila Das Goswami. So that worshipable well is there. Then we have Madhavendra Puripad's Baithak, where he performed his bhajan and took some rest there. Very special temple of Ashtasakhi. The Ashtasakhis, Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Champakrata, Tung, Vidya, Indulekha, Rangadevi, Sudevi. This was is also there. Beautiful small deities of Ashtasakhis are there. And then we have Radha Madhav Mandir, Jaidev Goswami's Bhajan Kutir, and his Pratibhu Murtis with Mahaprabhu's deity also, the Pushpa Samadhi of Jaidev Goswami. Then we have the famous Bankhandi Mahadev on the eastern side of Radha Kund, very popular among that area. And of course, the most sacred space, Sriman Mahaprabhu's Baithak under the Tamal tree, where Mahaprabhu performed his bhajan, from where he had the vision of Sri Radha Kund and Shyam Kund, that most holy place. Now we have the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya installed there by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Then we have another Vallabhacharya's Baithak there, and also Pash Khel Ghat. That's where the dice game, Radha Rani and Krishna, they would play this Pasha, the dice game. That place is also there. So many beautiful leelas happen. And then on the way to, when we come from there, Vallabhacharya's Baithak, then we saw many parikrama, many people selling these kanti malas and tulsi malas. If you want, you can buy from there now. And then we have Radha Madan Mohan Mandir, beautiful Mahaprabhu's Mandir. And then the most holy place, the Sangam, that's where usually many devotees go and take bath there. That is the Sangam of the two Kunds from below, the divine Kund of Sri Radharani and Sri Krishna. It's basically Radha and Krishna in their liquid forms, embracing each other eternally at this place of the Sangam, where many devotees take their bath in Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, and then Radha Kund, and many temples around that area of Giriraj are that in that place, where the footprints of Srimati Radharani are also there. So then we have Govinda Ghat, and another beautiful place is Imli Thal. That's where Sanatan Goswami and would perform his bhajan, and that's where the many pastimes would take place of Radha and Krishna. So in this way, this wonderful parikrama of Sri Radha Kund on this most auspicious day, of course we are not qualified to speak on these leela, but somehow taking the opportunity of this holy day, I thought we'll just at least hear these names of different leela sthalis in and around Sri Radha Kund and Shyam Kund, the most esoteric places in the entire universe, in the entire Brahmand. So we bow down to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and our Guru Varg for blessing us with this Harinam Sankirtan movement, which is non-different from Rasa Leela, and blessing us with this opportunity. So I thank each one of you for patiently hearing Hare Krishna. Shri Bhaulashtami Mahotsav ki, Shri Radha Kund Shyam Kund ki, Shriman Mahaprabhu ki, Sri Harinam Sankirtan ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna.